Well, the good news is I don't have to fly anywhere. It's something in L.A. The actress Antonia Shiffman was murdered today. She pushed up next to me in bed.
Oh, that's terrible, Alex. I liked her movies. She always seemed nice. That's really a shame.
Well, at least I'll get to dish with Nana and the kids while you're out of earshot. I'll meet you all back here for dinner. Might be a little late.
My flight's not until 11, Alex, but I have to be on the late flight out.
I kissed her, just a little sheepishly, ashamed that I'd given in to Burns. But what choice did I have?
Go make California safe.
Safer, she said.
I'll keep an eye on Mickey and Donald to make sure they don't go postal.
What a thought. Chapter 10.
The storyteller drove right by the Shiffman murder scene. Right by the crime scene. He knew he shouldn't have come out here again, but he couldn't help himself. In a way, he thought this might even be a good idea. So he stopped his car and got out to look around. What an incredible rush it turned out to be. He knew the house, knew the ritzy neighborhood in Beverly Hills really well. Miller Place. Suddenly, he almost couldn't catch his breath, and he loved the feeling of danger, of anything can happen now. And it definitely could. He was the storyteller, after all. The press was everywhere, along with the LAPD, of course, and even some police brass. And he'd had to park about a quarter of a mile away. I was fine with him. Safer. Smarter.